Well, good evening and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me tonight with my very special guest, Mr. John DeLemme, my strategic business coach. And as usual, I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join in with us this evening and listen to my great strategic business coach. Make sure you grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes, because John DeLemme always has some great words of wisdom to share whenever he speaks. And on that note, I am going to dive right in and get started right away. And Mr. DeLemme, are you there?
Yes, we are here, and I'm focused. I'm not typing, because you know when I type and you can hear me. So I'm excited tonight. For those of you listening live and for those of you listening through the podcast and the international distribution of success and motivation and wisdom. So we're excited. We're focused. We're going to laser rip. We're going to have a machine gun of motivation tonight. It's going to be MGM. And I'm not talking studios. I'm talking machine gun motivation.
Well, I'm excited for that. One of the things, John, that there are going to be a few people on the call this evening who don't know you that well. Would you be so kind as to just give us a little bit of your history and how you've gotten to where you are today?
Sure. Two things you'll notice. I was born and raised in Toronto. Just kidding. I was born and raised in New York, as you guys will hear my accent. And that's the first thing I want you guys to write down on the piece of paper that you have in front of you. Make sure that you have a pen that writes. Paula's a great student. I know she already asked you to do that, but I'm going to double ask you. Grab a pen that writes and a blank piece of paper, and there's one thing I know we have in common tonight, which you're listening to this teaching, is that we were both born. I was born November 5th, 1965, in New York, and obviously, wherever you're born, I want you guys to focus on this, wherever you were born, whoever you listen to, and whatever you listen to, you then start to speak what you listened to for 5 years. I was born November 5th, 1965, and by 1969, I created the accent that I do have with me, and I speak all around the world with it, and it's an hysterical story because in 1969, that was the same year that I was diagnosed by the Committee of Day by doctors in the professional speech arena. I was diagnosed that I had a speech impediment, and I went on from the age 4 to the age 18, and I went through speech class. I went to speech class after school from Monday through Friday, and then my mom and dad loved me so much that they actually introduced me to extra reading classes, and I would go there on more times at night and on the weekends. And it wasn't until an event like this. I walked into a hotel room March 15th, 1990, Rytel and Hilton. I walked in, and I got introduced to the world, as I say, of the achievement of the impossibility for the impossible to become possible. I was 24 years of age, which is now, it's going to be 19 years very shortly, but it's about 18 and a half years ago when I walked into a room and I got introduced to what you're about to hear tonight, that you were born a champion, and when you start to recreate your daily success habits, you start to listen to information, and you literally bombard yourself, you're going to start to produce the results of what you listen to. And that evening in 1990 was a direct sales event. I got introduced to the world of multi-level marketing and, most importantly, the world of self-development. And over 6 years, about six and a half years, I overcame my speech challenge. I developed enough confidence, enough faith in who I am and the team that I built and the mastermind team, and I started to speak fluently. And then I continued to build my business. The next equation I want you to write down is decision plus action equals results. You see, the day you were born certifies you're a champion by your birth certificate, and then you make decisions each day, and you take actions each day which produce results. Well, I walked into that room in 1990, and I know for a fact, by the way, because I'm still friends with my original mentor, and she is now also 40. She's 43 years of age, Laura, and I am 42. I know for a fact every single person in that room but me quit. They quit on their dream. And there's two words that are exactly the same, and they rhyme, commit and quit. And the question tonight is, are you going to quit or are you going to commit to the process? And now, spin forward, I've been highly blessed, and I'm very humbled by it. I'm an international motivational speaker, and what's absolutely hysterical is I actually turn away more speaking engagements now than I can actually fulfill as a speaker. And it's awesome. Right now, it's Tuesday, October 21st, and every weekend, right to the end of the year, and for the first quarter of 2009, I am speaking somewhere around the world, changing people's lives. And I absolutely believe in all of you, and I believe all of you are champions, and it's a process. So that's who I am in a three-minute, as I say, a 42-year overview in 3 minutes. But it's all about the people listening tonight. So let's change your lives. Carla, the Canadian champion.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that. That's, I always hear a little bit something different every time you tell that story. One of the questions that I have received tonight is people have heard you speak before, and you consistently talk about your belief in people. And you often believe more in people than they do in themselves. Where does that belief come from?
Because I was so full of fear, and I was so afraid of my own shadow, and I was so programmed by what other people told me that I know that when people listen to a telecast like this or listen to the podcast and or they come out to an event, anytime I speak live, it just happened this past weekend, I was at an internet conference, and that is usually people are not too fired up there. It was an internet conference. They talk about all online marketing stuff. It's very boring, actually, yet Ken MacArthur, who's the host of it, is a great personal friend of mine. It's the fourth time I spoke. And when I say it in every room, especially when I'm speaking at events where there are network marketers, they are much more into self-development and motivation and excitement. Every time I say it, that I believe in you, and there's two things I know about you, is that you're here today looking to change, and you're born, and I believe in you. 80 to 90% of the room, you see their eyes fill up with water. They get emotional. Everywhere I speak, this weekend was dramatic because there was a few people that literally JV Alert was standing. I actually got three or four standing ovations while I was only speaking 60 minutes because I decided to go over the edge. And you see where that belief comes from. The belief comes from that I know in this world of the bombardment of the media and negativity and between the computer and the print media and radio and TV and the associations and what's going on now in the economy is that people don't know who they can believe, they don't know who they can trust, and they don't know who is really committed. And that's why I'm so excited that when I speak or get interviewed like this, I tell people, there's one thing you know about John Delamey. I've been speaking now for 8 years, and that's all I know how to do, and I'm an expert at it. Like my main mentor, Dr. John Maxwell, says, strengthen your strength and become an expert at what you do. And I listen to him so much that 80% of his stories are exactly the same. And he always tells a story about how he stands in the closet. He can't get dressed. He can stand there, and his wife's got to help him pick out his tie. And I'm an expert in speaking. I'm an expert in motivating people. And you see, where that belief comes from is I know everyone is born a champion. Everyone is born to achieve miracles. Nobody is on earth just to waste oxygen. Yet society and the doctors will teach you that. Everybody's got the diagnosis of this disease, ADD, ADHD, this, that, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? They're all born champions. So my belief comes from that I have hundreds of stories of people whose lives were changed because you just spoke new words into their life, because everybody that's on the phone tonight, they can remember a negative turning point in their life. It was negative. All of us can go back into, and we could play the tapes in our mind of something that occurred negative in our life that has now controlled our destiny. So what I do is just coach and teach people to take as far back as you can go as your birth certificate. Combine that with today, and that's the equation for massive success. So my belief comes from myself, because I know me better than anybody, including my dad, and except for God who birthed me, my parents obviously know me, because God, my parents, and me. So I know when I teach that for me to achieve who I am today and what I do, and just to see all the books and the e-zines and the links and the testimonials and the audios, and it's a miracle. So that's where my belief comes from, that I really believe in people, because I am a result of the equation decision plus action equals results. And that's why, as you've been around many coaches, you're in the coaching world and you see people online, and I had a conversation with Ken MacArthur at JV Alert, along with Frank Sousa and Dan Giordano and I, and I'm in the process of writing a very controversial mini book about the world of coaching, because it was an interesting conversation, and there's two things that I want to let everybody know. For everyone that's listening to this, I met Carla McNeil, and Carl, you've now passed the 2-year bracket with me, correct?
Yes, I have.
And that's a rarity.
2 years and 2 months.
2 years and 2 months, 26 months.
Yes.
And I teach all around the world, 2 to 5 year process. And I want to congratulate you. And for those of you who are listening and are looking and searching to make a decision about your future and to possibly join a networking business, so one thing I can say about Carla McNeil is she's committed, because most people at the events around her that came to my events where they met her, I quit. And commitment, there is three trends that's driving network marketing and driving home-based businesses, is trust, belief, and commitment. People don't know who they can trust, they don't know who they can believe, and they don't know who's committed. I can tell you that Carla McNeil is committed. You can believe her, you can trust her. And that's so, so crucially important, because you're going to see the next wave of massive wealth get created in this coming era of business. So I know that is a roundabout answer to your question, but it is absolutely a belief structure, because you have to believe. That's what a mastermind team, getting around champions, is so, so important.
Oh, yes. I definitely have learned the importance of that over the last 26 months. It's absolutely critical. Another question that's come in is, John, what do you consider to be one of the most critical success habits for someone to actually succeed in business?
The most important success habit is to have a goal, and as I teach, to have your why card. You know, a success habit is something you do each day. And the most important thing is, as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, you have to say, thank God for the greatest day ever. Today is a present. I want you guys to write this down. I want to dig into this word a little bit. It's called a present. Today is present. We are presently conversing live at 8:42 Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 21st, the year 2008, 43rd week of the year, 71 more days to go. That is present time. Time is ticking. It's present. Well, you have to open up every day with expectation. You have to expect each day. That is a major habit, is the habit of expectation, the habit of manifesting a supernatural miracle, and the habit, as soon as you arise in the morning, to speak your why card, to know why you're doing what you're doing, and turn off the TV, and as soon as you go into anywhere within the first 5, 10, or 15 minutes of your home, make sure you do have your affirmations, make sure you do have your future in front of you. That's why I discuss the construction zone, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. So when you're constructing your future, you have to have a 5-year date in front of you, a 5-year date, pictures. It's so, so important. It's critically and crucially important not to put on the TV, not to put it on. Don't underestimate the power of nonsense and useless background noise, because the background noise of the media, and I've never seen it, it is at such a radical phase right now that's why we're increasing the failure rate. You know, if hard work and education was the secret for success, 97% of people in North America would be successful. They're highly educated, and they work hard. But guess what? They're failing. And I always tell people, take that statistic and chew on it a little bit. It has nothing to do with education or how hard you work. It's called time management and focused on basic fundamentals. The number one habit is waking up in the morning, positioning yourself to receive positive motivational information, walking into a construction zone, having your goals and dreams there, and then walking out and attacking the day, opening up the day. And I always tell people, when you were 4 years old and you got your 4-year-old birthday party and somebody gave you a gift, you attacked that gift. You opened it up with expectation. You can't have a 3-year-old open up a birthday gift without being fired up. And I want to throw a huge message out to everyone out here tonight. All of you were at one point fired up and focused with expectation, because I guarantee you, when you were 2 or 3 years of age, you didn't analyze the box, check with the government, ask your teacher, see what one political party said over. No, You opened up the present with expectation because you believed you were going to receive something for someone who cares about you to change your life. Now, as adults, when we choose to implement that into our daily structure, you will change the expectation each day. So, so powerful. And I get fired up about that because that really is so critical. As you know, I teach a lot. And I'm teaching more and more about expectation. It's the action of expecting, Carla. Fire it up.
Yeah. Actually, I just witnessed that with my 8-year-old nephew and his birthday down in Disneyland. Even at 8 years old, he was fired up and expecting awesome things to come out of every one of those packages.
That's
we
right.
We can't keep it. We can't keep that.
That's absolutely. Awesome. But that's how you have to act like that. And that's where I told you many times, Carla, that you've got it. You've got the belief structure because you stepped out in faith, you started the podcast, you started creating information to people. It's that process of commitment.
Yeah.
And that's why, as you know, in my book, I speak about the movie Cinderella Man. And I know Don's on a call who's fired up, and he'll love this one, that on the airplane on the way out to JV Alert, they were showing Cinderella Man on the airplane in a movie. And I got something that I got something, and I watched that movie many, many times, and I got it, never got it before. I got it when I was watching it, where champions train for round 12 to round 15. And I could produce a whole new book on that. And that's what's going on now, is champions that train like 26 months, listening to information, investing in coaching, investing in events. Take the last 5 years of people who invested in the stock market. Well, if that was a wise investment versus self-development. So I am fired up. Yeah, Paul.
So in the beginning, when you first started, you obviously hadn't done all of this personal development yet. What did you do to keep yourself moving forward in the face of all of the challenges that you do get when building a business?
I immersed myself in self-development, listening to all the material, listening to cassette tapes back then by Napoleon Hill and Earl Nightingale and Dr. Dennis Waitley and Les Brown and Zig Ziglar, and just immersing myself in self-development and then scheduling my time. When I wasn't working my business, my family owned a retail business. When my business was done for the day, I then made a decision. Keyword, champions, write that down. I made a decision to invest in my future. I attended as many events as possible. And I scheduled my planner. I had my millionaire planner out. And every weekend, anytime I was not working in the retail art gallery business, I was attending an event to invest in myself in self-development. That's what kept me going. Also, reality. I knew the numbers. I knew that if I stayed in retail, I would be full of fear. And believe me, I don't think I'd be alive today if it wasn't for self-development because of my stuttering, because it was just getting worse and worse and worse. That is a word I can say, worse. I know my wife Christy would yell at me, but that is a word, worse. I was getting worse every day. I was getting more and more full of fear to pick up the phones, and I'm working in a retail business. And I just thought about that this past weekend. As you know, I'm a speaker and a coach, and I marketed a package, and somebody gave us a Discover card. And when we had to run the Discover card when we came home, I used to dread Discover card, because in the early 90s when I was in retail business, you actually had to pick up the phone and call in. They would say, what type of card? And I'd have to go Discover. And Duh is a hard letter in the speech world.
Yeah.
Like my last name, Dilemmy, was a hard letter. I looked at it, and it brings me back going, this is, life is awesome when you make a decision. So the long-term focus and small goals, and the achievement of small goals is very powerful, because if you can achieve one, you can achieve another. So definitely the long-term focus was the secret.
Awesome. Well, I've noticed recently that in these times where everybody else is kind of folding up their tents and running away and hiding, that you are out there offering so many free things right now. What is it? Why are you doing that?
Because I want to show people that there is the true coaching world, there's a true success world, and you're right. And we had this conversation this past weekend in Las Vegas. It was funny because we actually sat outside, and that's why I have the picture on my Skype, and I sent that picture out. It was me, Frank Sousa, and Ken MacArthur. And Ken's the host of the event. He looks down and goes, uh-oh, we've been talking for 2.5 hours. He actually missed one and a half of his speakers he brought in. Because when we just outside masterminding about exactly what you said, about the world of success coaching and mentoring is a very, very thin world of true champions, because you have people's lives at stake, and you have to walk in honor and integrity. So I made a decision to give more than I've ever done in the past, giving away MP3 files and podcasts and everything, just to create the relationship to save the people from the enemy of fear. So that's why I am doing that. I am giving more, and I'm over delivering to bombard people, because we need champions. We need to manifest the champions, because as we enter a depression, quote unquote, in the economy, and Donald Trump said it numerous times last week in the business world, there is a golden lining on this negative cloud. I can tell you right now, he's not moaning and groaning. He's out there making things happen. And that's why in the success world, and for those of you that are listening to this through Caller's organization on Caller's database, you make a decision and pick up the phone and ask Caller and say, Caller, you know what? I'm searching around. I have goals and I have dreams. And if you notice, when somebody says, I have goals and dreams, in other words, you have a destination, you want to get somewhere. That's why multi-level marketing is a vehicle. It takes you there. So when somebody knows they want to get somewhere, then they need a vehicle to get there. And that's what MLM is. It's a vehicle. And when you have Carla McNeil driving that vehicle, because she's a leader you can trust, you can believe in, you're committed, you will achieve your goals and dreams. And that's why it is time right now to build relationships with people and cement them more than ever, because the bottom line is a root will predict the fruit. You can't change the fruit by changing the fruit. You got to change the fruit by changing the root.
No kidding.
Fire it up.
Yeah. And in the 26 months, I have definitely learned that one quite well.
That's right.
I have heard you say, and I just got this one recently myself, is that when you're building a business, the most important person to get involved in that business is yourself. Why is that?
Because when you make a commitment for yourself, you really have to understand that a lot of people try to get people in the business. You have to get the business in you and get you in the business, that no matter what happens, you're going to build long term. And it's awesome, because many of you listening know I went through a season in my business today where I had to rebrand and recreate my, and I didn't come up for a message, I didn't come up for a minute for air, because I care enough about people, and I have responsibility that champions train from round 12 to round 15, and that's where the battles are won. And that's where you really have to understand the process of commitment to someone going for the long term. And it's awesome, because for everyone listening tonight and on a recording, every season's for a reason. Every season you get stronger. Right now, I know for a fact in the baseball world, or the Boston Red Sox, those coaches are watching the films going, why are we not in the World Series? Because they're being tough on themselves. So it's the process of becoming the best you possibly can inside and getting ownership of the goal. You have to own your future. That's why I've been teaching, we're in a now season. And I want you guys to write down a word now, N-O-W, and that's a three-letter word, yet it actually is three words that will change your life. You write now, next to now, you write own, O-W-N, next to own, you write one. When you make a decision now to own your dream, you're going to win the battle of, can I do this? Can I achieve my goals and dreams? Absolutely. I when you say this is a now season, when you own your dreams, see, there's a battle of fear and faith. Can I do it? Can I build a business? Is this for me? Is this not for me? And to go back on your question earlier, we first started the call, what kept me in this game was I just looked around at people who were not committed to anything. They were usually sick, fat, broke, on prescription drugs. The average 40-year-old man looks like he's pregnant. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, Ken MacArthur and Frank Sisson, I don't know if you guys ever met Ken and Frank, they're in the internet world. Ken has lost 45 pounds, and Frank has lost close to 40 pounds. And I went there, I looked at him, and even Christy said, looked at Ken like, oh, my God, looks like a different guy. And he says, John, I've been listening to you, spoken to me four times in front of the room, and you're talking about guys being overweight. I'm looking at me going, I respect the Lemmy. He's a smart guy. He's right. My health is crucial to me. Guys, that dance awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we want.
But you got to get that in you.
Around.
You know, you have to get that in you. When I say get it in you, I mean you got to tell the enemy the truth, and that's the enemy of fear. And that's when all of you who are on Carla's team and will join Carla, stay immersed in what she teaches and what she offers. I just see people at the 99-yard line get taken out. And that's where that 2 to 5 year process is.
Right, right. My final question for you this evening is that I've heard you speak many times about the fern and the bamboo story. What is it about that story that you get so emphatic when you talk about and bring that story up? What is it about that story that's so important?
Because that's me. That was me. The fern is very loud. The fern grows very quickly. The fern doesn't take any root. The fern wants to get noticed very quickly. Literally, if you plant the fern within 30 seconds, within 30 seconds, within a day, it starts to sprout. Yet the bamboo root goes down real deep, and it's great because we got the video now. Did you see the video I sent out with the fern and bamboo with Leighton?
Not yet. I've got it.
Leighton owns a small, literally a tree company where they actually will sometimes the properties would be $500,000 to $1 million to move trees in a front yard. So it's not like some little lawnmower company. His company was valued at $1.3 million, and now it's going to be valued about $2.5 million after he spent 4 hours with Dan and I down here. And he talked about how the bamboo root just builds down, goes all the way down. It just builds down deep, and it's amazing because he explains how the seed goes down, and it knows when it's ready to sprout. See, what's amazing is when the seed's planted on top of the soil, the bamboo root goes down all the way deep, going, okay, now I'm positioned, now I'm down deep enough to sprout. So when I take a beating, I can handle it. I can handle it. And that's so, so crucial is that, for me, that was the same process. It took me 2 to 5 years to build a belief structure. That's why I teach that. So I know for anyone, for people who stay committed, listen to self-development, do your self-development, daily action habits, attend seminars, attend events. For 5 years, you're building your roots. And then all of a sudden, you open up your mouth, you stick your hand out, you get a business idea, you'll have the confidence and a belief structure to make a decision to change your life. That's why the fern and bamboo story, I love it. Because the bamboo actually loves getting the attack, getting hit head on, quote unquote. Because they know they can handle it. That's why I love right now when there's controversy about what I teach, because it's proven. It's time tested. It's solid. It's awesome.
Yes. Yes, we have an example of that right here in our neighborhood. Someone keeps trying to get rid of this bamboo, and it won't go away. Just keeps coming back.
And that's so important. It's so, so important in that
Absolutely.
Process.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to thank you very much. That just about wraps up our time here tonight. Do you have any final words that you'd like to share?
3 words, and you guys can write this down. Actually, 4 words. I am a champion, and that's not John DeLemmy. Yes, I am a champion, but I want you to write it down in your first person. I am a champion. Write that out. Go get a copy of birth certificate. Do some research. Turn off the TV and turn on the faith vision. I've been teaching that a lot. Turn off the television and put on the faith vision. Go get your birth certificate, write I am a champion, pick up the phone, dial Carla McNeil and say, Carla, I need your assistance, I need your team mate and team leadership to take me to my promised land, to take me to my goals. And that's why you want to set your 5-year goals and focus on it and absolutely believe in yourself and stay tied in, because decision plus action equals results. But I am a champion. Those are the 4 most important words you can say to yourself each day.
Oh, thank you. Yes, because I know that I am a champion.
And that's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And if any of the listeners out there are ready right now to get in touch with me, my email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. My direct line that I personally answer is 778-835-4032. I look forward to hearing from you. And I'd really like to thank you, Mr. Dilemme, for taking the time to come on the call this evening. And it has been, as always, an absolute pleasure.
You are very welcome. God bless you guys, and I will see you next week here in South Florida. And we are fired up. We've actually got six more people confirmed today, so we're going to have a standing room only event at the Club Med. It's going to be great. It'll be excellent.
We are so looking forward to it. It's cold here in Vancouver.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. I'm going to open up the line for one final goodbye. Oh, the line won't open.
It's all right. Fire it up.
It's all right.
Good night,
fire
everyone.
Good night.
Have a great night, and I will talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.